5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planning another business trip soon? When you fly Emirates, you can really make the most of your journey. Emirates offers a luxurious chauffeur-driven transfer from your door to and from the airport. You'll have access to the Emirates Lounge, where you can enjoy a drink, explore an international menu, or even take a shower. And on your flight, you can enjoy all the comforts of Emirates' world-class service. Get more from your business trips with Emirates. Book now on Emirates.com.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Save big money on everything for your next bathroom project now at Menards. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
It's EV News briefly for Friday, the 13th of October. I'll be back at 5pm UK, that's midday Eastern, for the full podcast. But if you'd like to get the episodes first and ad-free, you can be like the Patreon supporters. Click on that link in the show notes. Kia's EV6 will be the first car that they make to adopt Tesla's NACS plug, the NACS connector. This time next year, around Q4, 2024 is when Kia will introduce that. Then early in 2025, they'll provide an adapter for anyone who's got a CCS1 car to use the supercharging network. Kia also introduced a trio of new EVs. The 3, the 4, and the 5. Well, actually, there's another one called the EV2. We'll get onto that. The 3 and the 5 are compact SUVs, very small, and, you know, on US specs at least. And the 4 is a sedan. The EV2 is a subcompact for the European market, starting way under 30,000. The EV5 will have different batteries. It's going to have bigger batteries in China, but they will use the LFP chemistry. In South Korea, they'll have smaller batteries, but have the more energy-dense NMC. The 3, the 4, and the 5 will be based on the EGMP platforms that they have at the minute, but there'll be 400-volt systems, thereby saving costs on all the various internal parts that make those charging systems work. So you won't get the mega-fast charging speeds on those, but the prices will be so much lower on these smaller vehicles. The battery size will be 64 kilowatt-hour for the EV5 single motor, the all-wheel drive, 88 kilowatt hours. So expect really decent range for these quite compact, what they call compact SUVs. And the EV2, as I mentioned, the CEO saying that it's key to their future of selling 1.6 million pure electric vehicles by the year 2030. For the European market, I think, no confirmation on when those vehicles will come to the North American market. They did say they're looking at the EV5 to come to the North American market. Global markets, they say, but they weren't specific. EV3, from what I can decipher from the EV day they held, is the closest one that is going to proceed to production. It wasn't called a concept, and will it be available in the US? That remains uncertain. Certainly China and South Korea to begin with, but you'd hope that they would open up the US market. Good news for US EV sales, surging in Q3 with 313,000 electric vehicles sold between July and September. Yeah, Tesla are seeing a diminishing of their market share. It's down 7% year on year. It's like 56%, I think, of the EV market. Let's not kid ourselves that the US market is still dominated by one name, and that's Tesla. So different over here in Europe and, of course, in China as well. Tesla's V4 superchargers in the US. I asked this question earlier in the week. V4s are rolling out in three states now. Oregon, Nevada, Alabama, and indeed somebody on the Tesla Motors Club did post a picture showing that those V4s have card readers and the little screen, and of course the magic dock CCS1 adapter. We don't get that because we're everything CCS2 over here, even Tesla, and so that's great news. It means you can tap your phone, watch, wallet, card, and you haven't got to sign up to anything. So it's like filling gas. You turn up, you tap it, and you pay, and you go. Tesla is boosting salaries at Giga Berlin. The union say that they've now got 1,000 of the 10,000 employees there and welcome the pay rises. Tesla say the pay rises are not to deflect unionization. New low lease rates. Of course, the federal tax credit is taken off at that sort of point of purchase, if you like. Leasing the Tesla Model 3 is now $349 a month. And whether you lease vehicles or not, you've got to say, actually, that for a monthly price for a brand new Model 3 to get yourself around safely is a pretty stellar price. Mercedes-Benz are skyrocketing with their EV sales in the US, and 10,500 BEVs sold in the third quarter. And that fire at Luton Airport car park with thousands of cars on fire. Of course, the media blamed an EV. It was indeed a diesel car that started it. That's briefly.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.